AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It has been another busy day for Pope Francis. Today he is in Philadelphia.
Sometimes he seems tired, but after meeting many people, he is energized.
That is Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi. Today's schedule includes Mass at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. The AP's Julie Walker is in Philadelphia.
Pope Francis told them the future of the church depends on an increased role for lay people and on valuing the immense contribution of women.
Our challenge today is to build on those solid foundations and to foster a sense of collaboration and shared responsibility in planning for the future of our parishes and institutions.
That was Pope Francis through an interpreter. He has repeatedly said women should have a greater role, although he has rejected the idea of ordaining women. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
Secretary of State John Kerry says he'll be talking about Americans being held prisoner in Iran in meetings with Iran's foreign minister.
We always talk about American citizens with respect to their detainment in any part of the world. And so you can count on the fact that we will have a discussion.
Kerry says he will also talk about what Iran can do to ease tensions in Syria and Yemen. Also at the UN, Cuban President Raul Castro says the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between his country and the U.S. is a sign of major progress, but the U.S. economic blockade against Cuba is the main obstacle to his country's development. A high school quarterback in New Jersey died last night after being hurt in a game. Quarterback Evan Murray of Warren Hills Regional High School outside New York walked off the field after being hit, but apparently collapsed later and died. This is AP Radio News. Iran says a former senior diplomat may be among the dead from a deadly Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia.
Iran State TV says Ghazanfar Rukhnabadi, a former ambassador to Lebanon, is among those missing when over 700 pilgrims died in a stampede during the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. According to the report, at least 134 Iranian pilgrims died, while over 350 remain missing. Iran has strongly criticized Saudi Arabia over the disaster, citing incompetence and mismanagement. Meanwhile, India's foreign ministry says the number of citizens confirmed dead has risen to 18. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
As Pope Francis was being driven away from his plane as he landed in Philadelphia today, he spotted a 10-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. He ordered his car to stop. The Pope got out, walked over to Michael Keating, put his hand on the boy's head, and kissed him on the forehead. Michael's mom says she felt totally blessed and loved by the Pope. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.